Welcome back to another great episode of Rehanna's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making fanned potatoes. What I have done here is I have about 10 to 12 potatoes. I'm going out for a party tonight, so I have more. You can have less if you want. So I've got big potatoes that I've peeled, and then what we're going to do is we're going to cut them. So I have like a guide here because I don't want my potatoes to go all I don't want it to go all the way down. So basically what I'm doing now is just making the cuts in my potatoes using my guide, so it's not gonna go all the way down like so. And then I did the rest of my potatoes and they're sitting in some ice water right now. So we're gonna do one more. Again, just gonna make some cuts here. My potatoes not going down all the way. And you are gonna damage whatever you use. So this is an old spoon, so it's okay, I use that for it. So don't use a new guide or a new spoon for that. So I've got all my potatoes in here. And see how, like, you can see the cuts? And by putting it in ice water, it kind of just helps open them up a little bit. Now we're gonna quickly make a savory butter. And what we're gonna do is then we're gonna just put the butter in between the slices, and then we're gonna bake it. And make sure you turn your oven on to 400, and it's gonna bake in the oven for about 400 at 400 degrees for about an hour or until they're nice and soft. So let's go ahead and make our butter sauce here. For the butter sauce, I have one stick of room temperature butter, and then I have some ginger and garlic. I have some lemon pepper, red pepper, parsley flakes, chopped chives, and some olive oil so that we can just put some on the tray so it's not gonna stick. So you just wanna eyeball just a little bit in there. There we go. And stick our brush. And I don't like to clean up on holidays at all. So I put it in the tin foil on my trays, so once my potatoes are done, they're gonna go on the serving dish, and then I don't have to worry about just pick this up, put it in the garbage, and then I'm done with that. So let's go ahead and make our butter sauce. So for the butter sauce, I'm just gonna kind of, and it's really nice and soft. So all right, so we're gonna take a teaspoon, or let's do half a teaspoon of ginger and garlic. This is fresh ginger and garlic, which is pureed. And then I usually don't measure my herbs that are gonna go in. So we're just gonna eyeball like probably a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half of chives. Some good old parsley flakes. Now, I'm sure if you've watched my videos before, you know I don't eat spicy at all. So I'm just gonna put a little bit on there. I'm not gonna put too much. But if you like spicy, go ahead, add more in. And then we're gonna do a little bit of lemon pepper. And we need salt. So we're gonna do about half a teaspoon of salt, sorry. And then fresh pepper. Okay, now we're again gonna mix all this up. And now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna quickly stick it in the microwave for 15 seconds, no more than that. So we're gonna go ahead and do that. And while our butter is melting, it just helps when you put them on in the trays. What we're gonna do is we're gonna line up our potatoes. like so, and just kind of see how they opened up a little. I mean, they're not very much opened up, but at least it helps when you put them in the ice water. So I'm gonna come back and show you how we're gonna fill these up with the butter, and then we're gonna stick them in the oven, and then they should be done in an hour. So this is what, you know, you don't want to melt the butter completely, but just enough so that you can work with it. And what I did was I already went ahead and put some on my potatoes. And then if you can, the best you can, you know, try and open these fans up and then try and stick the butter in there. But, you know, once it melts, it should be a good flavoring as best as you can to get it inside the fans. But as it opens, as it bakes, it's going to open up. The fans are going to open up a little bit. And I'm going to reserve some of the butter, so when we come back and the potatoes are done, we're just going to, again, put some more butter, the flavoring butter on top. And then I have some coarse black pepper. And I just want to put some coarse black pepper right on top, just like so. And then even once they're done, you can add cheese on it if you want. I'm just gonna leave them just the way they are. I'll just put cheese on the side, so if my family wants, they can just add the cheese on top if they want. So, already looks so much more flavorful and smells really good. So I'm gonna go ahead, stick these in the oven, and I'll see you in about an hour, and we'll see how they came out. With our fanned potatoes, I took them out and I let them rest for a little bit. And they are fork tender. And they smell delicious with the butter and the herbs that we have on there. So basically now all we have to do is we're just going to plate it. And then we're going to be adding some sumac powder on top of it, which is available in any of the Arabic stores. And if you don't have sumac powder, you can always just sprinkle it with paprika. And I added all the olive oil and the butter that was reserved. I don't like anything going to waste. Now the flavor is in there anyways. And now we're just gonna take our sumac and we're just gonna sprinkle it everywhere. There we go. And that's what our final product looks like. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. Thank you, folks.